Yeah, so I was just thinking of another one. You know, Jesus comes into the world and he gives us this commission, sheds his blood, rises again, tells us to go seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Is America and 4th of July and war and killing and patriotism and prideful, carnal, fleshly 4th of July, is that seeking the kingdom of God? No. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, redeem the time. Is this redeeming the time for the kingdom? No. Jesus, or the Bible, it is Jesus' word. All of the Bible is Jesus' word. It says, in all that you do, glorify God. Is this glorifying God? Fleshly, carnal activities, time wasting. Now, I see everybody outside here. They're playing games. They're playing worldly music. They're driving around, acting rowdy, waving flags. No. So there's so many biblical concepts that we could go over. Colossians 3:2, set your mind on things above. This is not setting your mind on things above. No. We already talked about being holy. This is loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Matthew 22, no. It's not loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Is this loving your neighbor? The other part of the great commands, Matthew 22, no. It's not loving your neighbor because you're not telling your neighbor the truth. You're not calling them out of their sin and unrighteousness or to the biblical gospel. So it doesn't match God's word in any way. There's no Bible verses that tell us to be patriotic. God only had Israel as a nation one time, and he still is looking over Israel, though we're all grafted in with Christ and the Jews. But God's going to judge America and all the nations. He's going to judge Israel as well. He will judge Israel. But Israel is going to be saved. They're going to be part of the end times. America could totally be wiped out before the end times. America is a corrupt, sinful, paganized nation, as I said, and the judgment of God is coming. And I always ask people that are patriotic, I ask them, why would you promote America and all of its sinful, carnal, fleshly ways? Jesus is coming in flaming fire to destroy America and all of the false ways of all the other nations and the false churches. Why would anybody prop up America when Christ is coming to destroy it? Go read 2 Thessalonians 1:8, 9, and 10. So those are just some more reasons why we stand against it. I haven't found a good reason yet to be patriotic and promote this idolatrous 4th of July. I think I need to talk about idolatry too.